dictation for follow-up visit. Epiphany, E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y, Sexton, S-A-X-T-O-N, Epiphany Sexton. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Her date of birth 6-16-1980, and date of accident is 12-28-2021. Date of service is 8-9-2022. Epiphany Sexton was rear-ended on 12-28-2021, and because of this impact, she suffered from headache with symptoms of TBI, which include headaches, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, and fearful of the event, including also pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as left shoulder. The patient always had a difficult time lifting her left shoulder, and pain level has remained between 7 to 8, and ability to lift the shoulder is limited to 90 degrees, after which there is severe pain. She also has a difficult time walking more than 2 blocks, and her sleep is affected. There is some radiation of the pain to both thighs, front and back, due to this accident. The patient had MRI done for the brain that showed some moderate amount of TBI, and she is referred to a neurologist to continue helping among management of the headaches and all. Regarding her cervical spine, there was a bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1, compressing the cecal sac, and then in the cervical spine, there are bulging discs at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, with a bulging disc indenting the ventral fecal sac as the reason for her ongoing symptoms. The patient understands all of these important aspects of the MRI reports. She has come one time for her injection treatment for lumbar epidural. After that, patient did not come by. That injection was 5-11-2022. Significant improvement was reported after this accident. We have not forced the patient. We advised her to continue her exercise, traction, and stretching of the spine through yoga and other means. Manual traction has been advised and given to her. She's also taking medication and physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. And once she decides to have more injection to the lumbar and cervical spine, we'll be more than happy to provide her. She was also referred to neuropsych earlier. According to the patient, she has pain mainly in the left side of the neck and the left shoulder. Lower back pain is minimal, and that pain is the shoulder pain and the neck pain radiating to the outer part of the left arm, involving the thumb and the fourth and fifth finger, and as numbness and tingling, and also the thumb, and the pain level is around 9 to 10. Patient reports that the ADLs are quite affected, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, including general activity and work, which is affected 9, sleep is affected 8, mood is affected 7, enjoyment of life is affected 6. 30% improvement has been reported by the patient with all the treatments that have been afforded to her. In the system review, patient has severe headaches. They are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're usually right-sided. They're present all day. However, the frequency is minimal, 1 or 2 in a week. They're associated with severe dizziness, vertigo, and ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, weakness, poor work performance, and depression. The patient has no vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, a loss of memory, confusion, disorientation, or loss of balance. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that she's suffering from pain in the left shoulder as well as pain in the neck, along with stiffness in the neck and shoulder, as well as lower back pain and lower back stiffness. Lower back pain has improved slightly. There is some pain in the left elbow and left wrist and hand, as numbness and tingling of the fourth and fifth finger. In the GI, patient has history of constipation, digestive problem, and stomach pain. Denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, blood in the stool, trouble in swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing, chest pain, and shortness of breath, but no asthma or coughing are reported. In last 30 days, patient reported that her pain has actually worsened, especially in the left shoulder and left side of the neck, which is not improved. No changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss are reported at this time. No other new trauma is reported. Current pain medications are Norco and Ferricet. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 114 over 81 and pulse is 64 and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 6-8-2022, dictation number 0613-066. Please make sure that the left shoulder findings are reported as follows. The left shoulder examination does reveal on inspection a normally appearing shoulder, while palpation does not reveal any fracture or any tender points except in the rotator cuff region and AC joint, which are slightly tender. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction on active motion, beyond which there is severe pain. Muscle strength is 4x5. Special tests were conducted, and we find that the Hawking-Kennedy test was positive. Speed test, near test is positive on the left shoulder only. Anterior-posterior apprehension test was negative and drop arm test was negative. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. Patient is provided with the following medication, which are Norco, 7.5325 once a day, 15 tablets with no refills. And Ferricet for headache, 75 tablets are provided, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. Imitrex tablets are provided, 50 milligrams, 25 tablets for severe headaches only. And then medications are provided as follows. We will continue on Mobic, 7.5 milligrams twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril, 7.5 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. Neurontin, 600 milligrams twice a day for headaches and radicular pain. Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams daily for depression. Acefax, 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach protection. Lidocaine ointment for pain relief. The patient has also been ordered a MRI of the left shoulder to identify the pathology, so that further treatment can be done. She is also encouraged to continue seeing neurologist to provide a treatment plan and updated therapy for her brain injury. She also had some issues of the home front, but that has resolved now, and we are not concerned about it at this time. Thank you. That'll be the end of the patient.